Hagenbeck Wallace Circus on this moment of Indiana history. Presented with support from the Indiana Historical Society, home of the 4th Annual Holiday Author Fair, featuring more than 90 Indiana authors, Saturday, December 2nd from noon to 4. Information at indianahistory.org. A century ago, Peru, Indiana, served as home base for some of the greatest shows on earth. One was the Hagenbeck Wallace Circus, at its peak, second only to Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey. In 1882, Peru businessman Benjamin Wallace bought what was left of a bankrupt circus, hired entertainers from the best troupes, and constructed a fleet of caravans. Wallace's act premiered with great fanfare in 1884. The troupers started touring the region in horse-drawn wagons, then graduated to trains. During the off-season, the Great Wallace Show retreated to its winter quarters near Peru between the Wabash and Mississinewa rivers. A merger in 1907 with the circus founded by pioneering animal trainer Carl Hagenbeck gave the company its new name and made Wallace a wealthy man. After losing many animals in the Wabash flood of 1913, however, Wallace sold his interest in the company. Though the Hagenbeck Wallace Circus did go on, its story took another tragic turn in 1918 when it was involved in one of the greatest circus train wrecks in history. The outfit survived a subsequent consolidation with Ringling Brothers, but eventually folded in 1938. The entertainers it produced, however, are still remembered. Clowns Emmett Kelly and Joe Skelton, along with lion tamer Clyde Beatty. The old winter quarters in Peru now serves as the Circus Hall of Fame Museum. This moment of Indiana history is a production of the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations in association with the Indiana Historical Society. More information is available online at momentofindianahistory.org.